were like me when you saw the Trump tennis shoes advertised for $399, probably thought some fake news blurb, make the Donald look like some cheeseball huckster selling merchandise like a snake oil salesman. And same as me, you probably did some fact-checking, expecting to find that this was some bogus AI blog bot cranking out embarrassing phony BS. See who was gullible enough to click on the bait. I mean, who can tell anymore what's really true and what isn't? Another year or two and we can forget about fact-checking. We'll be so completely inundated with artificial intelligence images and speech imitators, nothing's going to be certifiable. Turns out the tennis shoe pitch was authentic. Shameless promotions, MAGA hats, Trump steaks and perfumes, coffee mugs. Well, why not sneakers? I don't know. Doesn't it seem, well, unseemly? Crass, even? You picture Abe Lincoln hawking stovepipe hats with his picture on them? Or George Washington selling axes with "I cannot tell a lie" on the handles? And sure, I know we're a capitalist country, and I get that Trump was elected at least partly because folks thought he was a hell of a businessman. But come on, this smacks of nickel and dime commerce. You expect a Kool-Aid stand next to the entrance to Mar-a-Lago. The man needs more money, all I can figure. A few billion isn't enough. He needs liquid access. He needs a bond to meet his fines of $500 million. He needs to sell those sneakers. We are a strange country, all I can say. We might re-elect a guy who never conceded the last election, who in fact tried to overthrow the government. For a day or two after January 6th, the Republicans called for him to resign, but then, well, now they support his campaign to be the president again, a nearly total unified front. They pledge their allegiance to the rapist, the crook, the insurrectionist, the liar, and the cheat. They pledge allegiance to the sneaker salesman. Sell them clown shoes. They'll buy them.